What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Good Life, and welcome to 2021, y'all. We are so glad that you are joining us this year for our first episode of the year. We are going into the vault, going back into some of our favorite interviews, and taking some good advice to live by in 2021. It's going to be a really fun episode, you guys. And of course, we're telling you why we've changed the show to Friday. You're probably wondering, what happened to Wednesday? Well, now it's Good Friday, you guys. TGL Friday. You guys, stick around. This episode is about to get good. How about that dancey little tune to dance us into 2021, Saz?
I like that jam. What is that?
That is a song by a band called The Strike. That song is Nothing New. So I'm going to add that to the Good Life playlist, you guys. We are back in 2021, babe. Here we are again with another year of TGL. And this year, babe, we have decided right now, as of right now, we are moving TGL... The Good Life to Fridays.
We're sharing that right now. There you go.
We're moving it to Friday. Well, it's Friday today.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're probably wondering, why are we on Friday? Because, guys, we are moving TGLs right now.
New year, new day of the week.
And I feel like it could be catchy, you know? Instead of saying TGIF, now you can say TGLF, The Good Life Friday.
Ooh, I didn't think of that. I like that.
Baby, so 2021. Okay, thank God we left 2020 in the past. I mean, it wasn't actually...
Yeah, but
we had a
what?
Decent year.
You know what I'm thinking? It's beginning to look a lot like 2020.
No.
I'm kidding. I just have a little bit of PTSD, right, from 2020, don't we all? Listen, 2021 wasn't a reset button. I think we all knew that walking into this new year, there's new opportunities that wait this year, but there's still a little bit of that remnant left of 2020. But you know what? I'm walking into this year with a positive outlook and a positive attitude and hoping and praying that anything will be better than the way that we started, 2020 last year. So we have a lot more that we know now, and we're not walking completely blindfolded, I feel like, last year this time, as we were looking for a home, too. So this year's already off to a great start.
Last year, I mean, everything just slapped us in the face like a big tuna. You know what I mean? If you could be slapped in the face with a big wet tuna.
Oh, my God.
But now we're used to it. You know what I mean? So listen, we're just digging out here. We're going to have a great year. I think I've just committed, though, babe. In my head, I'm like, you know what, man? I'm going to have a great year this year. She's laughing at me, you guys, because
he let me dye his hair.
Well, let me explain why we dyed my hair. Okay.
Babe, it's looking a little.
Does it look really light?
It does look like a little reddish.
Oh, no.
Here's the thing. You picked out the hair color.
Because I swear.
No, if you're ever going to do box dye, don't go for the colors that are like light brown.
Okay.
You're not a light brown.
Well, I didn't go with light brown. I went with medium brown.
No, you picked
medium. But every time,
I've
always thought
brown.
I have dark brown hair. But every time I feel like I do something
your
dark brown,
right now,
it turns out black.
It looks like a chestnut.
Oh, no.
But you can rock anything.
Let me tell you why this is bad, you guys. Okay.
You should dye it blonde. I feel like you could work even platinum.
No, you can
rock anything.
Let me tell you why this is bad, y'all. Because I'm flying out tomorrow to Utah. Actually, on my birthday, one of my friends got me a small role in a Christmas movie. So barring that I don't get COVID on the flight somehow, I'm actually going to be in a Christmas movie next year. And...
It's funny, too,
so
how
is
you're
telling
shooting
me,
it so far in advance.
Saz is telling me that I'm going to have chestnut, shiny, red-brown hair.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh, my gosh,
babe. Listen, it's going to be fun. You get to go experience Christmas all over again, and I'm on baby duty over here.
You're right.
So, you know
what?
I didn't
even think about that. I get to walk in a freaking winterland. I'm going to Salt Lake, by the way, and I've been to Salt Lake before, but I've been in the summer. So, I mean, let me check the weather here, babe.
But while you check that, I want to tell you guys, TGL fam, will you guys do me a favor? And if you haven't already, wish my sweet hubby a happy birthday. It's his birthday week. Wednesday was his birthday.
Thank you, and Mama. Actually, Thursday.
Thursday. Sorry, I don't even know what day it is. The 14th. Is 14th?
The 14th.
The 14th wasn't Wednesday?
That's right.
Okay, got it. Well, we are so excited, fam, that even though Stevie's not going to be here for his actual birthday when we're recording this episode, when you guys hear it, his birthday would have already passed. So wish him a happy birthday. Social media, check it out. Stevie_Hendrix.
Merci. Now, I have a question for all of our TGL.
Did you hear, by the way, Amari crying in the background? If anybody hears that.
That's our baby. That wasn't with us last year in TGL. She's here now.
Aww. Okay. You're right.
Y'all, for 2021, I want to ask you guys a favor. I want you guys to go into the rate and review section. I want you guys to leave a review. Let us know what you want to hear more of in 2021 from The Good Life. It could be guests, or it could be types of shows. It could be about relationships. It could be about family. It could be Saz and Steve episodes. We want to know what you want to hear on TGL this year, because we want to give you what you want. So, you guys, we want this year to be productive for all of us. We're looking forward to walking through this year with you guys. We have a lot in store. Saz and I have some big, big goals for ourselves as well. So, babe, before we jump into our favorite quotes to live by, what are you looking forward to this year?
This year, I am looking forward to mom life. I'm looking forward to drenching myself in mom life. And I mean that in the best way, you know, with Teeny first time around. You know, being in LA, I was just, you know, you're navigating through the fog and oh my God, the unknowns. But now that I've been through it, I wish I could go back sometimes and really sit and soak in some of those days that we had with Teeny, because it goes by so fast. So this year, I'm looking forward to really putting mom life first and everything else to come after. But everything else really is dreams, goals, and ambitions, things that I really do want to accomplish this year. For us, the Stevie and Cezanne brand that we're launching, that's a really exciting new avenue that we're going to be walking down. But I don't want to get too lost, you know, in the hustle and the grind, because I feel like this time with Amari is so precious, and even Teeny. Yeah. The first 5 years of your kids' lives are so precious. And I just feel like God blessed us when we moved to Texas, and he sort of released that peace over me that I've really been searching and struggling to find for years, but to actually really feel like I'm soaking in that peace. And now I want to get drenched in mom life and all the chaos that comes with it. So I'm excited for this new year and just being able to let it pan out how it shall, but completely soaking it up as much as I can in the mommy department.
I love that.
That's just bring more creativity.
That's good advice. That's good advice, because it's really, you know, you taking time to just enjoy what's in front of you, enjoy your life. And I feel like, dang, if you literally don't take the time to do it and to consciously be aware of, like, you know what, these moments are going to pass me by, they will pass you by. And then you'd be like, dang, I shouldn't have let those beautiful moments pass me by.
And I just want to add, success is not always what you do. Success can sometimes be who you raise. And I'm really realizing that, you know, I have a lot of goals and dreams, but Teeny and Amari, nothing's going to top that. Like, that's my greatest success ever. And I want to raise them, and I want to raise them well. So going to be more intentional this year with my mommy time and even my wifey time. More time with you, baby.
I'm down with that.
What about you, baby?
Oh, man. What I'm looking forward to this year, y'all, is I want to give myself the green light. I don't know. I just feel like there's so many things that I have just been patient with or hesitated in, you know what I mean? Whether it's just taking advantage of opportunities or, you know, putting goals down for dreams that I've had for years, and even small things. Like, I was listening to a piano song that I love the other day. It's in the soundtrack, Pride and Prejudice. It's a piano song. And I just thought, I want to learn to play this song. And I thought to myself, I'm going to learn to play this song this year. And I really just want to give myself the green light. I really want to be intentional with setting goals, and not vague goals, but, you know, very specific goals, and giving myself the green light, giving myself the go ahead, believing in myself with everything that I want to do. And so I think for me, I'm excited because it's not just like one New Year's goal or two New Year's goals, but it's a new way of thinking for me, of just feeling confident that I can achieve all the things that I want to achieve, you know, this year and in the years to come. And so I feel like my mindset's really shifted. I feel excited. I don't feel scared anymore. I don't feel hesitant.
Yes.
I feel confident, and I feel like I'm ready to just start taking steps and learning too. I mean, you know, you're going to make mistakes along the way, but I'd rather learn now and get it out of the way and make some mistakes and then, you know, go on to the next thing.
So Teeny this week at her school, every day got to kind of wear something unique. And so on Wednesday, she got to wear like really fun socks. And I thought it was hilarious because she didn't really have any fun socks. So I went into my drawer and I found that I had a ton of Bombas socks. You guys know that they've sponsored The Good Life before. And so they have hooked your girl up with so many really fun, unique, versatile pairs of socks, not to mention that they fit pretty snug and comfortably. So I found a pair that on me probably goes to the ankle, but on Teeny, it made a really great knee-high sock that she was able to wear to school this week for sock day. Am I not a winning mama or what? Anyways, I gotta say thank you, Bombas, for hooking your girl up. These socks are not only versatile and come in really fun, unique, cool styles, but they really do keep your feet cozy. It's pretty cold in Texas right now. We're in the 40s, so I knew that Teeny, even though her feet are tiny, she could still feel warm and comfortable when she took these socks out on the go. And not to mention, I have been rocking them too. Best of all, Bombas, y'all, they are donating a pair to someone in need. The generosity of Bombas customers has allowed them to donate over 40 million pairs of socks and counting through their nationwide network of 3,000 plus giving partners. Man, I always love a brand that has the give back element to it. So Bombas is not only creating great socks, they're giving back. And so if you guys want to join the party, maybe your kid has a sock day coming up and you need something clutch, give a pair when you buy a pair and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/goodlife. That's Bombas, bombas.com/goodlife for 20% off your first purchase. Woo! You know it's bomb, bus. Hey. I mean, listen, you're about to start your 2021 and you're going to go film a movie. I mean, yeah, maybe it's like a small part, but you have a part in a movie that's really exciting. And I think you should be proud of yourself that, you know, you've done what has always been natural to you. And when you do what's natural, you allow God to come in and do the super. That was
My friend Lexi told me, I love that.
From a book that she was reading. But really, like when you're doing what's natural, God can come in and do something super. And I just see that over your life this year, babe. And I'm just excited that I get to witness it.
Well, we're gonna just add that to the quotes to live by for 2021, which is coming right up. We're diving into some old quotes from episodes past that are some of our favorite pieces of advice to live by in 2021. But before we do that, babe, what do we got to get to? It's time for your good news of the week.
That's right.
I feel like in light of the fact that we had sushi today, I wanted to read this to you, okay? It says that a startup turns 32 million discarded chopsticks into gorgeous decor and furniture.
What?
Yeah, check this out. Look at
how?
This stuff. Look, this is like wall decor. It's made of chopsticks.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding me. Those are actually cool.
Yeah, those are kind of cool. I mean, look at this. Look, they're like ingrained
in steps.
They're
using them
like
on the steps and in like tiles.
There's like a wood accent. The steps says, attempting to tackle the immensely small and intolerably ignored problem of chopstick waste, a BC resident created a startup that recycles used chopsticks into bespoke furniture and other useful items like tablet stands. In 2016, Felix Bach, a doctoral student of the Faculty of Forestry at the University of British Columbia, estimated that 100,000 pairs of chopsticks were being sent to landfills every day in Vancouver alone. Dang, whoa, that's a lot of chopsticks. My only question is, how thoroughly cleaned are these chopsticks?
I mean, they probably got soy sauce residue on them, but hey.
Oh my gosh. It says now in the fourth year. Yeah, right? So like the, because like if you look at this furniture, you guys, and this stuff.
No,
that they
I'm
make,
sure there's a way.
There's
to
darker
clean
ones.
It.
There's lighter ones. There's, you know, so
no.
Some of those sat in the soy sauce. Some of them.
No,
didn't.
I mean, but did he go to the landfills? My question is like, where
maybe,
did he, what did he go and just like look for chopsticks? Is there a specific detector that he can have, or what did he do? Like, do restaurants
okay,
recycle
he,
their chopsticks for him?
He uses special methods of steam and press machines. Okay.
Yeah, to kind of bring it back to life.
And then, let's see, the chopstick evolution. They're not really explaining to us how he's getting these chopsticks, but
this is legit, though. I mean, y'all should look it up.
I thought it was pretty cool. We had sushi today, so I wanted to share that with you guys. So next time you think about throwing out your chopsticks, why don't you think about whittling it into a small chair?
Yeah, and before you dip it into your soy sauce.
All right, you guys, we are diving into the meat of this episode, advice, good advice to live by. And I feel like this is something I want to do on this show again. I want to go back because there's so many episodes. We had so many great interviews, babe. And it's we're in the interview,
some
right?
Of our favorites.
So it feels like we're having a discussion, but we don't get to just sit there like the audience does and also just only listen and think and toil over the things that are being said.
Well, and a lot of those episodes that we've had with guests, I mean, they've said so many incredible things that usually it's after, you know, an interview when Stevie and I can really reflect on it, or later on that week when something that they said comes back to us and we're like, man, that was so great.
Yeah.
So it's really cool that we got to kind of go in and handpick out some of those quotes, some of these memorable moments and powerful words that have been said and spoken over our show. And we get to kind of go back and talk about it. And these are evergreen things. These are things that are still timeless
for
and
sure.
relevant and great for kicking off 2021. So I'm excited.
These are some things I just wanted to take with us on our first episode. I wanted to put them in the memory bank for 2021. Okay, so this first soundbite, babe, it's from your boy. He's been on our show twice. He's incredible. Jim Quick. Let's play that soundbite.
Adults have to be very careful with their external words because your external words become a child's internal words.
Yeah.
Meaning that that became my inner self-talk. So every time I did badly on a test, which was often, every time I wasn't picked for sports, which was often, I would always say, oh, it's because I have the broken brain. Mm-hmm. And that became my negative self-talk. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people suffer from this also. They come to me and say, you know, Jim, I have a horrible memory. Or Jim, I'm just, you know, I'm not smart enough or whatever it is. I don't have the education. And the truth is, this is the truth, is there is no such thing as a good or bad memory. There's just a trained memory and an untrained memory. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a good or bad memory, just a trained one and untrained. So it doesn't matter your age, your background, your career, your education level, your financial situation, your gender, your history, your IQ. None of that matters. What matters is the practice and the discipline. Mm-hmm. And that's why when we're talking about habits and routines, it's so important because first you create your habits and then your habits create you. First you create your habits of meditation or journaling or gratitude or working out or eating the best food ever. And then those habits create you back.
Dang. How about that? First you create your habits, then your habits create you.
I mean, that's so true. Anytime that you want to see change in your life, personally speaking, it always is really hard in the beginning. It feels like there's so much resistance and discomfort, right? And I just love how Jim said, when you create a habit, it kind of pays you back.
Yeah.
You know, you're investing into something that you don't know necessarily what it can bring you and how the change that it can bring. But you do it anyway, and when you challenge yourself to do something, it eventually really does become a habit, and it pays you back. So, I mean, I love that. So, an example of this is,
well,
you did the bed challenge.
Right.
Remember
making
that?
Your bed. Well, that in that episode, I remember we were talking about, you know, we were talking about patterns, right? And it was like patterns of success, and he talked about his morning routine, right? And that was one of the big things. I remember we listened to his episode before we have him on the show.
Yeah.
On, I think, Joe Rogan's podcast.
And no, it was Jordan Harbinger.
Jordan Harbinger.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was about, he was talking about his morning routine, making the bed. And I had never thought about having a morning routine before. I never thought there was a significance to having a morning routine.
Yeah, you just kind of get out of bed or you stay in bed and look at your phone.
Yeah, and you just kind of fumble around. You just react to the day. But in that episode with Jim, I remember we were talking about that specifically and how getting up, having a morning routine, you and I were on a schedule, making our bed for that first hour of the day really was changing our life in so many other ways. I felt like everything else was falling into place as far as like we were healthier, we were working out, we were, you know what I mean? We're making our bed, we're having meditation and quiet time. Guys, we talk about the importance of a morning routine, and part of my morning routine is my quiet time, time to meditate, time to pray. And what I love now is that there's amazing things out there that help you accomplish this. And one of those things is Headspace. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy to use app. Oh my gosh, it's on your freaking phone? That's right. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace can really help you feel better. If you're overwhelmed, Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Just breathe, just think, just relax. You need some help falling asleep, you guys? Headspace has wind down sessions their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace has morning meditations you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being, you guys. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. So just go to headspace.com/Cezanne. That's headspace.com/Cezanne for one free month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. So just head to headspace.com/Cezanne today.
And a really great way to break down what he said, that whole episode that was almost like an hour long, is really breaking down mind, body, spirit, doing three things for yourself every day, challenging yourself that no matter what, these three things are going to get done. Maybe that for you in your morning routine is, you know, it's going to be in the morning before work. I'm going to have my quiet time and I'm going to journal. Maybe the second thing is I'm going to make sure that I drink this much water today. And the third thing could be like, I'm going to work out at some point today. I'm getting a 30-minute activity. He says that just doing those three things, if all else fails that day, when you do those three things, you are setting the tone for a winning day. And just those three things, really, I've seen in crazy busy mom life. When I just set three things for myself, in this current season, it's one thing. If I can just do one thing for myself every day, I always feel like it's a winning day. And for me, can you guess what that is? It's obviously getting in a workout. I'm getting back into it. And I will say I feel so good after that. And then I get all these other things done. So just a really great episode.
What's
there
nice
with Jim Quick.
About this next quote is that it perfectly goes in line with what Jim said. And it's taking it a step further. So there was a guest we had on the show named BJ Fogg. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a book, you know, about tiny habits. And it's about these tiny micro changes that you can make in your life and how they can have a lasting effect. But he talks a lot about taking baby steps, about, you know, bringing down your expectations and just setting very, very small goals. But he had a really interesting soundbite when he was talking about creating your habits. So here is that quote from BJ.
As I was reading through your book and reading through the different ideas, you know, you say that like I said, coming back to behavior is what brings about change. Could you explain that a little bit more? Because I think so many of us have believed that willpower or motivation, you know, those are the things that bring about change, when you're saying behavior is what brings about change.
Yeah, I mean, so much of what we experience in life is a function of our behavior. The behavior is a broad category that includes 15 ways behaviors can change it. One of them is habits. And so much of our life and our happiness and what we achieve or don't achieve is the result of our habits. And habits and creating habits is not a function of how much willpower you have. It turns out that if you are trying to create habits by relying on willpower, you're doing it in an old-fashioned way that's not very effective. And so the notion, and this is really important for people to understand, the idea that, man, if I just had enough willpower, I could create the workout habit or the study habit or the whatever relationship habits. That's that does not work well. Instead, think of it as a design challenge, not a willpower challenge. And the design of it isn't that hard. There's steps and you just follow the steps. And you can take any aspiration you have, whether it relates to relationships or spirituality or productivity or health, and translate those aspirations into specific habits that then make you much more productive and happy and, you know, whatever it is you're aspiring to be.
He said habits, your life is created by your habits, and habits are not a matter of willpower. They are a matter of design. Okay. He said, so people try to will themselves into saying, like, you know.
I loved him on our show, specifically when he was talking about this habit garden, really putting a vision and an image to that. And he talks about the importance of design, right? When you're creating that garden, there's going to be things that you water and things that you see grow. And there's going to be some things that don't grow, but it's okay. And right. There's things that you actually have to go in with a weed whacker and get rid of it to make room for the new. And so that was a really powerful analogy for me when I'm thinking about all of the things I want to challenge myself with. And sometimes the things that I'm really scared to do, because maybe I'm like, oh, what if it doesn't grow? Or if I don't want to foster that, you know?
And I get caught up in that lie that he was kind of debunking. He's like, creating habits is not a matter of, you know, if setting your habits and creating habits is not a matter of willpower.
Right.
It's not like I'm going to will myself to do this. It's a matter of design. It's like you have enough willpower, but are you designing your life in such a way that those habits can thrive and you can continue to do them? And one thing he said in that interview too, that we didn't necessarily play there, was he was talking about prompts. He was like, leave prompts for yourself in your life. You know what I mean? He's like, if you want to go start going to the gym, put your workout clothes out. You know what I mean? Before right. the day starts, because you see your workout clothes, you put them on, and then you're like, hey, I've got my workout clothes on. Maybe I will, you know, maybe I am going to go to the gym. Yeah. And so I think for me, I've always fallen into the pattern, babe, of just being like, I got to will myself. I got to go harder in the paint. You know what I mean? Where yeah. it's like, it doesn't have to be that difficult. And like, you don't have to feel so bad when you're like, oh man, I didn't get it done. I don't have the willpower, you know? Yeah. 'Cause I feel like so many people just don't believe they have the mind strength or the willpower to keep up with right. good habits.
Well, the world that we live in today that says you have to do the most, I think 2020 taught us all that we can take a step back and slow down and do the least and still thrive.
Yeah.
So baby steps, guys. I'm definitely taking that advice this year, that I'm not trying to go a million miles per hour anymore.
Y'all, they want to hear a sad story. When I was growing up, it's actually not a sad story. When I was growing up, though, my mom had this rule where we would go to the grocery store. She would say, okay, you can pick out a cereal that you want, but it can't have too much sugar. It had like a rule of like, can't have over 10 grams of sugar per serving or something. So a lot of the cereals that I wanted, honestly, were over that mark. So I didn't get to try all the cool cereals that my friends had. But nowadays, thank God, there's such cool products like Magic Spoon out there that actually make cereal delicious, and they also make it well, they make it healthy, so it's not full of all of this carbs and sugar and unhealthy stuff, because honestly, I don't want Teeny to eat that stuff either. But the nice thing about Magic Spoon, you guys, is it has zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. So honestly, I can eat it with her, and I don't feel bad about it either. They've got cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. And honestly, you guys, it tastes good. It's also keto friendly for all my keto people who are like, can I have it too? Yes, honey, you can also have it too. If you guys go to magicspoon.com/Cezanne, you're going to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use their promo code Cezanne at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, you're a crazy person, they'll refund your money. I'm kidding. You don't have to be a crazy person. No questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/Cezanne and use code Cezanne to save $5 off. We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast. All right. So this next quote, you guys, is from a guest that was just so much fun, Bob Goff. He really caught us off guard when Bob started talking about what do you do with ambiguity. Here is that quote from Bob Goff.
You are you, and you have fears and insecurities and things that you're good at and things you suck at. And it's just this wonderful combination of that. So like to do the next courageous thing. What I found is it's just doing what's adjacent to me. And so I'll give you an example. In high school, my ambition was to go out on a date. It never happened, but that was my ambition. I got to college. I had the same ambition, go out on a date. What I want us to all think about is what's adjacent to you already. I see who's sitting to your left. I see who's sitting to your right. I'm just going like, who's adjacent? What opportunities are right here? And let's see if we can make a run at something that's already God has dropped in our life.
What was so great about that quote, babe, to me, what really struck me about that was, you know, I felt like last year, I literally, one of my prayers last year that I kept asking God for was, once we had found our house here in Austin and we had been on that journey of searching for so long, I felt like, okay, what next? You know, and I just remember asking God, like, God, give me vision. You know, what's next? Now that we're here in Austin, we made this big life change. What's next? Give me vision. What should I do? And when Bob said to us, what do you do with ambiguity? You know what I mean? What do you do when you don't know what to do next? And I said to him, I don't know. We pray about it. Bob was basically saying, what I want you to think about is doing what's adjacent. What's the next brave thing? What's the next bold move that you can make? You know, that's oftentimes the answer. And so he was just saying, like, you know, look over to my left at my spouse. You know what I mean? Look around you in your life. It's like, what has God put in your life right now? What's that like next brave thing that you could do?
And so reach out and grab.
Yeah. And so I started changing the way I was thinking about it, as in like, okay, God, what are the gifts and the talents that you've given me? What are the dreams that I have? What are the things that I love to do? And I started, that's when I really started realizing like, okay, here's the things I want to set out and do in 2021. And those are the things I want. I've been talking about green lighting, you know, there's just certain passions that, it, like, I've developed this passion for real estate and for renovation and for buildings. And so those are things I want to explore this year.
Right.
And so when he said, do the next courageous thing, that to me was...
You know what I think of it as? I think of it as we're always in a state of searching. I picture us almost like constantly in our lives going on this scavenger hunt, trying to search and find what's the next best thing. How do I get to the next level, the next step? How do I get another inch or another mile, a small taste of success? And we forget that we actually have so many things right in front of us, like Bob is saying. And I imagine and I picture it being like, we're so busy going on a scavenger hunt that seldom do we just stop and look at the treasures that are already around us, that we already possess. And with those treasures, really looking around and seeing like, wait, I have a lot right here that I can actually work with. I can do something really great with all of this. But so often we're not even looking at what we have. We're just going and searching for more. And so I just want to encourage everybody to just pause and just think about what are some of those things in your life right now, some of those treasures around you. And I'm not talking like money. I'm not talking just actual treasures like gold. I mean, I'm talking just like the things that you have in your life that really can amount to something in your life, that bring value in your life, that bring joy, bring peace. All of those things, I believe, are really important. And those are things that, to me, again, like I said at the beginning of this episode, can define success.
It's kind of like that cheesy old saying, count your blessings.
Right.
Like, look around, like, look at what you've got.
And that's such a good reminder.
That perfectly brings us actually to our next quote. I mean, these are just like going hand in hand. When we had Jamie Ivey, one of our friends, she's also an Austin person. She's also a great podcaster. She wrote this amazing book, Bloom Where You're Planted, you guys. And that's what it's really all about. But I want to play this clip for you guys and then talk about this soundbite as well.
For me, I want that mom who's staying at home and thinking there has to be something better than this. I wonder if we changed our mindset and we looked at the people in front of us and said, this is the better. Like this is the best right now. Like God thinks this is the best place for me to be. And I always say that with a caveat of like, it's not like you can't dream. It's not like you can't have a side gig. It's not like you can't chase those passions that God has birthed in you, because I think all of those together is how God can use us the most. That when we are chasing passions and chasing dreams, but at the same time, we're not belittling what God's put in front of us. I think that's where we see a lot of growth, is where we go, I'm going to be faithful to what you put. Man, you've also put this dream inside of me and I'm going to chase it, but I'm not going to disregard where you have me right now. I think that is the key.
That's one of my favorite episodes from Jamie Ivy there.
I think
she hit it right there in the nail.
Well, she said, you know, she was talking about disregarding the opportunities and the placement that God has given you at this very moment. I mean, like everybody listening right now, there is opportunity, there's placement that God has for you. And she was talking about in that episode too, feeling like she was insignificant compared to her husband, Aaron, right? Who's this worship leader for this huge congregation here in Austin. And when she started her podcast, she didn't have a ton of listeners, right?
Right.
And she felt like that was insignificant. And now she has a ton of listeners and she has a really powerful podcast. But she was talking about at the time feeling insignificant and feeling like, why am I just at home with the babies? And you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's like she had to learn to appreciate and I guess
chase that
be
passion.
A steward, yeah. But also be a steward of where she was. I mean, I think too, it's like we ask for God for more and more and more, whether it's money or success or whatever.
Yeah.
When it's like, well, you don't appreciate what you have now. And what are you doing with it?
That's really good. It reminds me too of recently we heard a friend speak this to us and share it with us, but it's true. You know, how often are we wanting to achieve something because of a feeling? Because, oh, maybe it'll make me feel like there's this feeling that's going to come after it, right? It's like once I, let's just say, if I become a billionaire, I just know that, man, I'm going to probably feel so happy and that I have it all. It's always this feeling usually. And that is really important to check yourself in those moments. Like if you're going into a career path or you're doing something in your life, all because you're chasing this feeling that you think you're going to have on the other side of that, a lot of the times that really is not a place where your passion is thriving. It's more so you are searching for some sort of validation in the feelings element of it all. And I find that to be really powerful because when we lived in LA, I got caught up in a lot of that stuff. I thought, oh, once I hit this amount of followers, I bet I'm going to achieve this and that, and I'm going to feel this way and that way. And I had to check myself real quick and be like, girl, you can reach as many followers and all that. But if the passion isn't there, you're not just going to deliver content. The content isn't just going to appear. You have to be passionate about what it is that you want to do. And I've had to check myself a lot and kind of redirect my path a lot to get back in tune with my passion. And it's easy to get lost and distracted. But like Jamie said, you know, being okay with where you are in the now and following your passion is going to lead you exactly where God wants you to be and where he's going to take you no matter what. Head, shoulders, knees and toes. Okay, sorry guys. I just had to kind of create a transition here because we got to tell y'all about one of our first sponsors in the new year. Shout out to these sponsors because we're bringing you another year of free downloads of TGL. And the only way for us to be able to do that is to go after these sponsors, and they're really awesome to be partnering up with us and also hook y'all up. So shout out to our first one. Head and Shoulders is one of the sponsors on today's show, and we're going to talk about their Supreme Collection with you guys real quick. This collection is actually in a collection of different products from shampoo, conditioner, and even an exfoliating scalp scrub that is made to basically nourish and smooth your hair, but also restore the skin's natural healthy balance. So, you know, when it comes to our skin, obviously trying to maintain that pH balance is important, but the same goes for your scalp and your hair. So if you want to look good in 2021, but you're not trying to break the bank, you've got to check out Head and Shoulders. You know, they've been around for a while, so they're only getting better and better as the years go on. The Supreme Collection is formulated with naturally derived skincare-inspired ingredients like argan oil and vitamin E. Let me just tell you, it's going to address any itchiness, dryness, and irritation. Just check it out for yourself. They are endorsed by the Skin Health Alliance, and they're doing some great stuff for you guys this year to give your hair that natural boost and keeping it healthy and protected. Yes. All right, guys, if you want to check out Head & Shoulders, just go to your local drugstore, or wherever it is that you go to get your shampoo and conditioner, and check out all of their products. Again, they've got cool stuff I'm seeing. Their scalp serums, their creams, their hair masks, and I've always been a fan of their shampoo and conditioner. It smells so good, and I really love this Supreme collection. Give it a try. And again, guys, thanks so much for supporting these brands who support TGL.
And I think too, I mean, kind of going back to talking even about habits and willpower too, it's not even just loving where you are, but literally, and I'm sure you would echo this, babe, it's kind of like even in your journey of like after you have a baby, you have to love who you are right now.
Yeah.
You know, I think, and I say that as in like, you know, even physically, right? It's like if you're not in the best shape of your life, you can't, a lot, I've been seeing this quote all over social media, you can't heal a body that you hate, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you have to love who you are right now. And so it's even funny, like me going to shoot this movie, you guys, I haven't done anything like this in a while. And so whenever you're going to be on camera like that, you know, you start thinking of all of the things that, you know, you want to change about yourself. And not that I want to change a ton of things, but I'm like, oh man, I wish I had a little bit of a tan right now instead of being like freaking white as heck. Or, you know what I mean? Oh man, I wish I didn't have some gray hairs right now. Let me just dye these, right? You start thinking about all the things you want to change about yourself. But I think truly we need to step into this year, you know, we do need to love ourselves for who we are right now. But I think that loving ourselves is what enables us to change. It's what's enables, what empowers us to create better habits. You know what I mean? Because it's like, if we are so busy tearing ourselves down, how are we going to change? How are we going to build ourselves up? And so Amen. I just believe that that's so important, to love where you are, but also love who you are right now at this moment.
So good.
So guys, I just wanted to dive into those quotes. To start off 2021 on the right foot, you guys.
Feel free to check out some of those episodes if you have time.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If you haven't listened to them, just scroll through our feed, check them out. And another cool thing about the podcast world is I don't think we talk slow, but sometimes with these episodes and with certain guests, it can lag a little bit. You guys know that there is a way for you to speed up, right? You can literally speed it up by one times or whatever.
Or you can slow it down.
Babe, I have a good word of the week. I have a good word of the week.
Oh, baby, we've been slaying good words of the week. But what is your final good
word? I actually wrote it. I'll just read it and that'll be the wrap. Okay, honey?
Go for it. Birthday boy.
And then we can cuddle because I missed you. And you haven't even left yet. But when they're listening to this, technically you were gone.
See this, you guys? She doesn't let me leave the house.
And now I miss you.
This is what happens when you marry a Middle Eastern, you guys. They don't let you leave the house.
Wow. What are you trying to say?
I'm kidding.
To all my Middle Eastern listeners out there.
I'm kidding. What's your good
word? It's okay that we're homebodies, okay?
If you are. Good word, big mama.
Our house is cozy as a result. Anyways, here's my good word of the week. I've been working on this. It's a little note to self, and I want to share it with all of you. I hope it blesses you and encourages you. If so, then it was worth sharing. This year, I dare you to trust God with your heart because he can bless you with more love. I dare you to trust him with your finances because he can bless you with more success. I dare you to trust him with your time because he can bless you with more time. I dare you to bring God into the equation because he can bless you with the answer. Let's do this. Remember, guys, a true leader admits frustrations. A true leader admits faults. A true leader admits failures. A true leader admits fears. And a true leader admits feelings. Faith is free, and it's ready to fuel each and every single one of us in 2021 and in any given season ahead. God bless you guys. We love y'all so much, fam, and so happy and so grateful that we get to do this show again, another year, another opportunity, Stevie, for us to challenge ourselves here at The Good Life. And we want to hear again what episodes, what type of shows, all that. Throw it at us. Don't throw it too hard, but throw it and let us know what you guys want. You guys are part of the show, so we're listening.
All right, babe. I'm going to close this episode out officially with a prayer really quick. I want to bless everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Thank God it's not a wrap. I thought you were going to wrap.
No, I just got to bless everybody going into 2021, you guys. Just want to bless all of you. God, thank you so much for everybody who is listening right now to The Good Life, God, whether in their car, in their house, God, they're in the bathtub listening to on their Alexa or something, Lord. I just thank you for all of them, God. I know that each and every one of them is significant, and it is significant that they are here. So we don't take for granted their ears that are listening, Lord, but I pray, God, that their hearts, God, will be changed this year for the better, Lord. I pray that their minds, Lord, would be developed for the better, Lord, that they would believe in themselves. They would believe in the unique gifts that you've given them, God, and they would stop waiting, Lord, but they would seize the day. They would seize this year, God. They would see that their families would grow, that their accounts, their bank accounts would grow, Father, Lord, but most importantly, God, that the love in their life would grow for the people around them and for themselves, God, and ultimately for you, Lord God. I just thank you for each and every one of them. I pray that we get to connect with them deeper this year. Bless this TGL fam in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We love you guys so much. Have a great week. We'll be back again next Friday. TGLF, yay, baby. Let's go.
Happy birthday, babe.
Oh, thanks, babe.